Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore the companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on Freeport McMoRan Inc., one of the world's largest producers of copper, gold, and molybdenum. Known for its vast mining operations, Freeport McMoRan plays a crucial role in supplying essential materials for global industries. We'll be discussing how behavioral finance impacts their decision-making, diversity and inclusion efforts, adaptation to different markets, and how they compare to other companies in the industry. Let's get started.
Freeport McMoRan has been a major player in the mining industry for years. From a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like the status quo bias and overconfidence influence their decision-making, especially in areas like exploration and investment in new mining projects?
The status quo bias is particularly relevant to Freeport McMoRan's approach, especially in how they manage their mining operations and long-term planning. The status quo bias refers to the preference for maintaining existing conditions rather than making changes. Freeport McMoRan leverages this bias by focusing on optimizing their established mining sites and processes, ensuring that they maintain steady production and cost efficiency. This approach helps Freeport McMoRan manage risks in an industry that is heavily influenced by volatile commodity prices and regulatory challenges. Overconfidence also plays a significant role, particularly in how Freeport McMoRan approaches exploration and investment in new mining projects. Overconfidence refers to the tendency for people to overestimate their abilities or the success of their strategies. Given Freeport McMoRan's history of successful mining operations and its global presence, the company's leadership might exhibit strong confidence in their ability to identify and develop new mining sites. This overconfidence can drive Freeport McMoRan to invest heavily in exploration activities, expecting significant returns from new discoveries. However, this approach also poses risks if the company overestimates the potential of new projects or underestimates the challenges associated with bringing new mines online.
And this focus on leveraging the status quo bias and overconfidence has helped Freeport McMoRan maintain its leadership position in the mining industry, appealing to both investors and customers who value stability and growth potential.
Exactly. Freeport McMoRan's strategic use of the status quo bias in maintaining steady operations and overconfidence in pursuing exploration opportunities appeals to investors looking for a company that balances operational excellence with strategic growth. However, this approach also means that Freeport McMoRan must carefully manage the risks associated with market volatility, regulatory changes, and environmental concerns, particularly as the mining industry continues to evolve with new challenges and opportunities.
Let's talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion at Freeport McMoRan. As a major player in the mining industry, DEI is particularly important for Freeport McMoRan. How does this intersect with behavioral finance?
Freeport McMoRan's approach to DEI is crucial, especially as the company operates in a global and highly regulated industry where inclusivity can drive better decision-making, innovation, and employee engagement. From a behavioral finance perspective, strong DEI initiatives can enhance Freeport McMoRan's ability to innovate and adapt by fostering a culture that values diversity and inclusion. A commitment to DEI allows Freeport McMoRan to attract and retain top talent from various backgrounds, which is essential for maintaining its competitive edge in the mining industry. For investors, Freeport McMoRan's focus on DEI can signal that the company is socially responsible and aligned with modern societal values, which can enhance its reputation and appeal to ESG-focused investors. Additionally, DEI efforts can help Freeport McMoRan build stronger relationships with employees, communities, and regulators, reinforcing its brand as one that values inclusivity and ethical leadership.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI when evaluating companies, especially in industries like mining, where the ability to foster inclusivity and community relations is critical to long-term success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture and operational strategies, Freeport McMoRan not only improves its ability to serve a broad range of stakeholders, but also strengthens its market position and attractiveness to socially conscious investors.
Moving on to market adaptation, Freeport McMoRan operates in a highly competitive and resource-intensive industry. How does the company adapt to changing commodity markets and environmental regulations, and what role does behavioral finance play in this?
Freeport McMoRan's strategy involves continuously adapting its mining operations, environmental practices, and community engagement efforts to meet the evolving needs of the industry while maintaining its focus on sustainability and cost efficiency. From a behavioral finance perspective, this adaptability is crucial for managing the risks associated with market volatility, regulatory changes, and environmental challenges. Freeport McMoRan's ability to understand and respond to new market trends such as the increasing demand for copper and renewable energy technologies, the shift towards more stringent environmental regulations, and the need for sustainable mining practices allows it to stay relevant and competitive. By using data analytics, market research, and stakeholder engagement, Freeport McMoRan can identify emerging opportunities and adjust its strategies accordingly, helping to mitigate risks and capitalize on new opportunities in the mining industry.
And this adaptability is essential for Freeport McMoRan, especially as they face competition from other mining companies and the growing demand for more sustainable and ethically sourced materials. Their ability to maintain their brand's relevance and leadership in a changing industry is key to their continued success.
Exactly. Freeport McMoRan's focus on understanding market dynamics and adapting its strategies accordingly allows them to remain a dominant player in the mining industry while staying ahead of emerging trends and challenges. However, this also requires them to be proactive in responding to changes in commodity markets, environmental regulations, and competitive pressures.
Now, let's compare Freeport McMoRan to other companies in the mining and resource extraction sectors like Rio Tinto, BHP, and Newmont Corporation. How do the behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Freeport McMoRan's dynamics are often compared to other mining giants like Rio Tinto, BHP, and Newmont Corporation, particularly in their approach to resource extraction, market expansion, and competition. Freeport McMoRan's strength lies in its focus on copper and gold production, appealing to investors looking for a company that balances operational excellence with strategic resource management. Rio Tinto, with its emphasis on diversified mining operations and global reach, appeals to investors interested in a company that prioritizes market leadership and environmental stewardship. BHP, known for its leadership in iron ore and metallurgical coal production, attracts those looking for a company that is driving advancements in large-scale mining and energy solutions. Newmont Corporation, with its focus on gold production and sustainable mining practices, appeals to investors interested in companies that integrate environmental sustainability with resource extraction. Freeport McMoRan's behavioral finance dynamics are shaped by its reputation for resource management, strong market presence, and adaptability, making it an attractive option for those seeking stability and growth in the mining industry.
And unlike Newmont Corporation, which focuses heavily on gold production and sustainability, Freeport McMoRan's strength lies in its specialization in copper and gold production, appealing to a different type of investor and market.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value and potential risks. For Freeport McMoRan, the focus on copper and gold production, resource management, and market adaptability provides a unique value proposition in the mining industry.
To sum up, Freeport McMoRan Inc.'s approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their resource management strategies, adaptation to changing market conditions, or their approach to DEI. But like all companies, they are still subject to the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics provides a clearer picture of what drives Freeport McMoRan's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner Podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Mikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.